Senator Talent and I are here because today we're introducing our bipartisan legislation to deal with the mountains of discarded, hazardous electronic waste that is clogging our landfills, and you can see it in the pictures that surround us. The discarded monitors and computers and laptops and TV sets in these pictures, like in landfills across the country, often contain pounds of hazardous materials such as cadmium, mercury, and lead. And if it's not properly handled, the chemicals seep out of landfills and can pose a growing threat not only to public health but to the environment. Now, the problem of e-waste has been growing. According to some estimates, since the mid-1980s, hundreds of millions of tons of e-waste have been accumulating in the country, and the number is expected to grow, and that is on that chart here. And in effect, what we're dealing with is our success. You know, we have this extraordinarily innovative technology sector that constantly produces these terrific products, but now we've got to figure out what to do with the waste. And if we continue current kinds of practices, I'm convinced we are heading for a very serious set of health problems in our country. At some point, shipping it to China or India or other countries is not going to be an acceptable solution. You'll recall over the years, every once in a while, we have one of these scenarios where barges are just out in the middle of the ocean and nobody will take the products. And that's what Senator Talent and I are trying to do. People are looking for a way to get rid of old, outdated equipment to the tune of 60 million computers and 20 million TVs each year. And our legislation would put in place the first nationwide e-waste recycling program so as to match 21st century technology with 21st century environmental priorities and stewardship. So we propose today, and I'll close with this, tax incentives for consumers, recyclers, retailers, and manufacturers to safely recycle their old, outdated equipment. And if we don't have a national program here, what we'll end up with is a crazy quilt of state laws and, I think, great difficulty trying to promote the kind of focus that the situation warrants, both from an environmental standpoint and from an impending calamity for local communities as this dangerous material stacks up in their landfill.